This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean and RJ on the Home of the Cowboys final morning out here in Oxnard at Cowboys Camp. You better zoom in on the fan cam brought to you by Twin Peaks because Brian Broaddus is he's just disappearing before our very eyes with the soda weight loss. Good morning, man. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, boys. Appreciate that.
We're asking everyone this. So far, we've gotten two B's and a C to grade Dak's camp.
I think he's like a C-plus right now, and I think it's a C-plus because the defense has made it difficult on him. You know, these wide receivers, I think, for the most part, have done a nice job trying to separate. I think one of the best groups, position groups, with the exception of the linebackers, has been what we've seen from the secondary. And I think the secondary has made it very difficult on Dak. He's had to make a lot of tight window throws. There's some throws and checks that he has made that have been very good. The downfield ball has got some promise to it, but they've had some misses as well that he's missed some guys that have been open. The stuff inside that he normally threw pretty well at the OTAs this year, there's been a little bit of a struggle. But, you know, Awuzie's getting his hands on balls. You know, you look at with the safeties with Xavier Woods. Those guys are doing a really good job of covering up these receivers and making it difficult for him to make good throws.
How much of Dak's training camp and the OTA minicamp stuff do you put to the side, given the whole gamer label?
I think that he's practiced a lot better than when he first came into the league with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I think that John Kitten has helped him there. I think even Kellen Moore has helped him there as well. He seems to have a better command of what's going on. But you're right, the gamer label will always be with him because it's something you actually see with your own eyes. I know he's a guy that needs help, and he needs guys around him to make plays. You know, we've seen him in the past make a few plays and stuff on his own, but generally – he needs guys around him to have success the way he does.
What other guys flipped the switch in your career scouting to where you couldn't figure out how they did it during game day based upon what you saw in practice?
He's the one that has been the most. I've been to some places where, like in Philadelphia and stuff, that we had guys that were, you know, not really great practice players. I mean, I'm trying to think of some guys at Green Bay that were that way. I've made a lot of stops. Jacksonville was another one that I made stops at. But generally I've never seen a guy do it on this level. I've never seen a quarterback, because I've been with some outstanding quarterbacks. I've been with the Brett Favres of the world, Mark Brunell, you know, say what you want about him. Had a long career in the National Football League. But it's usually where you see that flip the switch guy that, you know, there's been some offensive linemen. I'm sorry, Sean, I'm kind of blanking on guys' names.
Tebow would seem to be the name that would pop up.
Well, I never saw him myself. I mean, guys that I've been with.
Wasn't that good in the games either.
I've been with a lot of stops. Yeah, I've been with a lot of stops. And, you know, it was one of those things where you felt like that. But anyway, it's difficult.
He's
the number one guy that I've seen that was that way, that plays that way.
All right. Kitna said that it's dangerous to evaluate the play in practice. Dangerous may be the wrong word, because you don't know what they're working on.
Sure.
You know, you're trying things in practice that you may not try in the game. How much
flea
of that?
Flicker for a screen
for 1 yard. That was an interesting play.
Yeah. It just so happened it was called into a man coverage. Chris Richard called the right defense, and what happened is they got Jeff Heath in coverage in one-on-one, and I liked the design of throwing the screen off it, but then they caught Jeff Heath playing man coverage, and his responsibility was Jason Witten, and once he beat the block, then the play was dead. But yeah,
but was Witten the first option?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They snuck Witten to the left is what they did. They got blockers in front. So they throw a hand back. If folks haven't seen it, I wrote about it this morning on Scout's Eye. But they fake the handoff. Well, they actually had the handoff and then get the hand back and then set up the screen going left, and it went to Witten. So, yeah, Jeff Heath happened to be in really good coverage on that. But to your point, Chop, about don't evaluate, that's why I asked Jason Garrett the question in the walk-off the other day was about, okay, tell us what we need to evaluate with these quarterbacks. Tell us how to evaluate these quarterbacks in practice. He's line one is communication. Line two is getting the team up to the line, getting them set. Line three is to find a way to finish, you know, and then the result. That's the way. The finish, the result are the most important things. So if you're seeing things regardless of if they're working on stuff or not, whatever, then the finish, the command, the ability to move the team, that's what the bottom line is for any quarterback is. You find a way to move the team, then you're going to be a successful quarterback. If you don't move the team, then they'll find somebody else that will.
Brian brought us here on The Fan. You've been writing about, you've been mentioning Taco.
I have.
Is he coming on, or are you just throwing him a bone?
No, I'm not going to be nice to Taco unless he's absolutely doing things. That's not my MO on this site. The Joneses give me the opportunity to have a platform of, I could be have negativity if necessary. I could be positive. I will say this about Taco, though. Couple of days, I think he's had better success because he's played with better balance. And when Taco's playing with balance, when he's not out of control, he's got a shot. You know, you say what you want about Cam Fleming playing tackle yesterday for Tyron Smith or any opportunity before that. But, you know, Taco had a nice win the other day against Tyron Smith where he actually kept his feet, dipped his left shoulder, got underneath, knocked his hands away. You know, if he wins one of five reps against Tyron Smith, you have to be happy about that. But yesterday against Cam Fleming, he was chasing Prescott all over the field. You know, they were trying to run quick game where the pocket moves away. Taco was there several times, right on his heels. So give him credit. We asked Jason Gary about this yesterday. I mean, I asked him the question about, do you praise a player like Taco? We beat him down so much in the media. And he goes, oh, no, he's a guy you definitely have to talk to. And Archer asked, can you tell by his body language? He goes, oh, he has bad body language a lot. So you know that. He knows that. So it's his job to motivate and get him going. And if he can have some success, you know, Rod Marinelli hasn't been blowing smoke up our rear about how he's playing. He's practicing better. You watch him through the bags. And, you know, you hear Marinelli, he goes, that's good. That's good. That's good. And, you know, so that's Taco. Balance, rushing, not just using a spin move, trying to do things a little bit better.
Yeah, I feel bad for Taco when everyone's leaving the field.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No one goes up to talk to him.
No, you shouldn't, because he takes that approach himself. You know, but then again, he's, you know, and I'm not comparing him to an animal or a dog or something, you know, but if you've seen these dogs in shelters, they get beat up, and then they retreat.
Yeah.
You know, and again, you should go out and, you know, find your dog out at a shelter if you can. But Taco is beat down. You know, guys like Brian Broaddus are all over his ass every day about, you know, how he plays, how he doesn't play, you know, and that's difficult. And these guys say they don't read, they don't hear. That's a lie. They hear everything we say. They read everything we read or write. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, it's his job to not only get himself. I always wanted Taco just to get the fifth year option. That was my hope for him. You know, as beat down as he gets, you know, to come through and make this team have to make a decision on him. Not like Byron or like Mo Claiborne, who they just said, nah, I'm sorry. No, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I want Taco to at least have that option, but he's got to play a lot better if he's going
to
get it.
Will he even make it to that decision? Like before,
well, that's the whole idea.
Even make it to that
year? That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the whole idea. If he plays like a bag of you-know-what, then he's not going to make it.
He may not even make it the next year.
Yeah.
Who do you think's lining up to be tight end one right now?
Witten's had some really good days. Had a good day yesterday. Boy, shook himself loose on a route down the field. Yeah, seam route. They hit him on a cover two buster. It went, you know, he got it behind March Lillard, and Dak Prescott saw it all the way. When he saw Jeff Heath move to outside instead of stay inside, I give Dak credit for that. That ball was right where it needed to be, right over the top. Jason Witten's been really good down in the red zone. That's kind of where I felt like 18 yards in. Let him play. Let him go. The blocking, you know, he's been okay, but the problem is Blake Jarwin's not ready to block. I mean, Blake Jarwin can't block. Blake Jarwin is having trouble like getting in front of people and being physical. He hasn't learned how to hold yet. He really hasn't played with much leverage. He's been flattened out a lot in some of the stuff. He's a get in the way blocker at best. So if you're telling me that there's a tendency, and you know, we all say, oh, well, there's no tendencies. You just kind of work through. Well, no, there's a tendency. If you have Jason Witten on the field, he's going to be the better blocker. And if you're going to throw the ball down the field and play 11 personnel, then, you know, Blake Jarwin's the better down the field player right now.
Brian Broaddus cranking out all the football info, answering all these Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 877-881-1053. Steven told G-Bag the other day, we got five receivers.
Right.
He was counting Noah Brown.
Yeah.
After the top guys, How would you stack the depth chart?
Yeah, that's where it's kind of at. You know, you talk about the three with, you know, with Cooper, Amari, Gallup, and then Cobb. And then, you know, they're going to put Noah Brown in there because of special teams and all that. That's one of those ones where I, again, asked Jason Garrett in the walk-off the question about, you know, these guys, when they don't practice, does the train leave? We saw it with Lance Lenoir. Train left, Rico. Train left. You know, they move on from you. If you're not healthy and ready to go and practice, and I know that Lance Lenoir has to get some surgery or work done on his knee, but they leave. The train goes. So what's going to be hard for them is that we're going to start not hearing good things about these receivers from the coaching staff, and I'll tell you why. They're scared to death that teams are looking, paying attention. Other personnel guys around the league are reading what Brian Broaddus says. And if I'm sitting there praising one of these, Jonvay Johnson, or I'm praising Jalen Guyton or Cedric Wilson and these guys like that, they're saying, huh, man, okay, a former NFL scout saying these guys are playing well, these guys are playing. We're not going to hear things from Jason Garrett anymore about how good. The closer we get to the cuts, to the end, he's not going to say anything nice because he wants to sneak guys through. And the wide receiver position is one where I feel like that they're going to have to try and sneak guys through, you know, because it's going to come down to Wilson, Jonvay Johnson, those guys, you know, for the sixth spot.
Tavon's good?
You know, Tavon's good because the coaches think Tavon's good. So now it's going to come down to, okay, if that's the fifth guy, okay, where is Jonvay Johnson? Where's Guyton? Where's Wilson? Where's Smith? Where's my guy? I always get my guy number 11 there. Davis, you know? I mean, where are all that, you know, right now? So that's, I think, the sixth spot. And, again, they want to get guys in the practice squad. So you're not going to hear Jason Garrett say a whole heck of a lot good about these guys unless it's in a game situation.
So you see, and you may, would you may see them, real quick, hold them out of a fourth preseason game if they wanted to sneak them through?
No, I think that, you know, teams are smart. You know, they're going to have to play with these guys. They got 90 guys. They've got only so many guys. Uh-huh. So it might be if a guy plays well and the Cowboys are cavalier enough to put him on waivers, then that's their problem.
We got about 30 seconds left. How has the running back group depth looked to you?
I think it's been okay. You know, I think that they really have asked Pollard. The guy that suffered through all this now has been Jackson. He's the guy it looks like that they're moving on from. You know, you'd see the young guy. Weber hasn't got as many snaps as he once did. So, yeah, when you add Alfred Morris, that's what you're going to get right there. Somebody's going to get sacrificed, and it's looking like that maybe Jackson might be that guy.
Y'all go to DallasCowboys.com to get the full write-ups, the videos. He is like a pig in S out here. He's so happy and giddy on the sidelines. He's in his element. And check him out before he disappears into a toothpick with all the weight loss. Brian Broaddus, thank you, brother.
See you guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.